Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Every Thursday, we head over to Ivy Tech, and the Chancellor, Jenny Vaughn, is our great friend and is on the line with us today. Jenny, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm enjoying this beautiful weather, but I'm inside, but I'm looking at it.
Now,
it's gorgeous.
If we had a cordless radio to take outside and do our show from there, we'd do that. Do you have any cordless phones at Ivy Tech where you can just wander the parking lot and do some business that way? Get one of those carts from the library and just unplug your laptop and just zoom around the perimeter of the campus and enjoy it all.
Literally.
But it's fall break. There's nobody there to zoom around with.
That's right. I can Zoom with my best friends, you know, through meetings and things like that and all of that good stuff. So, yeah, I should actually be taking all my Zoom calls outside. That was a mistake. I haven't done that today.
Well, you're the boss. No one's going to tell you no. So you can do it tomorrow, but it's going to be raining. So we'll have to get one of those trash bags to cover. Well, you don't want to do that. Just stay in.
Jenny,
inside.
Normally this time of year, we would have a conversation with Pat McCafferty about something that we've talked about a lot on this program, College Goal Sunday. Now, with all of the COVID stuff, it's not face-to-face, it's virtual.
Right.
But why do people need to know about College Goal Sunday, and how do they get involved with Ivy Tech?
Well, College Goal Sunday is just super critical. It's a way for students and parents to get some help, free help, to complete the FAFSA. So when their student is continuing to go to college or will be new freshman next year, it's a way for the student and the parent to get all the help that they can to fill out that FAFSA. So the FAFSA is an acronym for the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. It's also a way for students and parents to see what they might be eligible for on a statewide basis, too. So the one free application, it is for federal student aid, and it's also for the state of Indiana aid that's out there and eligible for many people. And it's really important. We tell students, and we've been telling students all along, you know, you need to file that FAFSA, even though you may not be eligible for free grants or things like that, but you might be eligible for particular scholarships. We always like to have that FAFSA on file so we can use the free money first if it's out there, and then move on to scholarships and things like that that a college can help a student move on with their educational journey. So, twice a year, once in the fall and once in the spring, we have a College Goal Sunday event. It's usually on our campus. But unfortunately, due to the pandemic, we will be holding this year's event virtually. It starts at 2 o'clock on October 25th. And this is actually, the College Goal Sunday has been going on for 32 years. This is their 32nd year, and it's from work from financial aid administrators all across the state helping students and families. And so if you're interested in this, first of all, you can call us and we can guide you accordingly how to get that Zoom link. You can also go to collegegoalsunday.org and they can, that website can will help you get that link to the online event. So we just encourage everybody to complete that form, whether you're a continuing student, you're a student going to IU, if you're a student going to Vincennes or Ivy Tech, it doesn't matter. We have people all across the state that are here to help online this time, virtually this time, but please take advantage of this. It's a great program, and it helps lots and lots of people go to college.
And, Jenny, I think that's a key point that you just made, and that is that it doesn't make any difference what college you're going to go to in Indiana. This is statewide, and there'll be representatives there via virtual representatives to tell you what you need to know, and somebody from Ivy Tech can tell you what you need to know about a different college, too.
And the best part is you can't forget anything because you're at home Zooming
it. That's right.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's a great opportunity to get online, get help with that form, submit it early so that you're not having to wait at the last minute if you decide to enroll in January or next fall or whatever. But we put out all these websites and all this information. Just call us here at Ivy Tech if you need help, and we'll tell you where to go to get that help and get you started so you can complete that form.
Jenny, the FAFSA form is a government form. How difficult can it be?
Right. Yeah, well, you know, it's just like, yeah, right. It's like taxes. We all like, oh,
you forgot
know,
to tell everybody the FAFSA process is 17 hours. It's yeah. No, it's not. It's but yeah, government stuff isn't always fun. But Jenny, the word in there right. that we have to also remember is grant, and not yeah. Ulysses S,
that's
but
right.
grant money is
and
money.
Free.
Well,
free.
You don't have to pay grant money back. So that is one of the options in there. You don't want to miss out on any of these
that's
chances.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, again, it's a free application, and this event will help you, we will help you fill the form out. So, you know, right away people go to, oh my gosh, it's a federal document. It's like they want my W-2s. They're going to ask me all these questions. What do I do? Well, we're here to help. We've got experts across the state that are here to help to answer your questions, to get that thing completed so that you know what kind of federal money you might get, money that you don't have to pay back, and all of that. So just call us and we'll help you get to the website and get you settled for that online experience.
We're speaking with Jenny Vaughn, who's the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, did I see that one of your students won or that somebody could win a free semester at Ivy Tech?
Yeah, so the whole college did this, you know, promotional thing. Get registered now, you know, for the second 8 weeks, which actually starts Monday. So it was a big promotion to push get enrolled in more classes, or go ahead and get enrolled if you haven't enrolled this semester. So it was a big push statewide. So the promotion was, if you get enrolled, then you would be in a hat to be picked out to either win a free semester or a full year of tuition paid. So it was a Bloomington student was chosen for the full year. So that
year
begins
wow.
in January. So they get all of January through May. So that semester, summer and fall, fully paid for. So which is really cool. Our student won that. There was only one across the state. And she's an elementary education student majoring basically to take her associate's degree to transfer that. Hopefully, I think it's to IU in elementary education. And we reached out to her and shared the good news, and staff got to speak to her. And she just said that she was just overwhelmed, and she said that it was such a blessing to her and her family so that they didn't have to worry about, you know, any payments or anything like that, that she is covered all the way through the end of 2021 on her tuition. So we're super proud of her.
Jenny, this time of year, every week, not just this time of year, all year, we get unemployment, employment rates, and stuff like that. There are jobs mm-hmm. out there, and you have something called Next Level Jobs. And, you know, if someone's looking for work, there are opportunities. Explain what this is all about.
All right, so Next Level Jobs is a program through the state of Indiana, and so it's really wonderful, and it's a way to help those that are unemployed or that don't have the skills that they need to get a good, well-paying job. And so it's called Next Level Jobs, and we hold sessions all throughout the year to share with people what it means to apply for Next Level Job funding. We'll help you with that. And we have an information session next Tuesday, October 27th at 6 o'clock. And these funds will help pay for jobs that people need. We need filled, like immediately, like tomorrow. So things like automotive tech and welding and heating and air conditioning. There's a big, big need right now for CNAs. Resident, you know, homes and things like that, so retirement homes and other places. And that's just one class. All you need is one class to get that certification. And if you can get it paid through Next Level Jobs, there's a million jobs out there. So lots of other areas, including EMT, medical assisting, tons of IT jobs, all can be covered through the state of Indiana's Next Level Jobs program. And our virtual information session, again, is next Tuesday at 6 o'clock, or this Tuesday, sorry, at 6 p.m. Just give us a call, and we'll tell you how to join that Zoom if you aren't already Zoomed out to try to get some funding to pay for your classes.
Now, before we let you go, Ivy Tech Bloomington and one of your professors is all over social media, was on television this morning on WTHR.
And for good reasons.
Yeah, for
usually
all the good
when you're
reasons.
All over social media, Jenny, it's not good.
Well, this is a guy that rubs elbows
with
famous people.
That's why I'm not on social media.
Wow. It's hard to trend if you're not on there, but wow. That's the good news. So, Keith, tell me why he is trending all over the place.
He's got a list of 40-plus stars, people, you know, yep, these people who have sent him videos for his students to encourage them to be active. In, he teaches astronomy and earth science. And these are stars saying, hey, you know, we I played a fictional science type. You guys got a chance to be real science type. And by the way, I've seen his comments for his first 8 weeks classes. The students loved it, that they were sitting there and there were people that they knew from television, from the movies, telling them, stay in school,
all
stay
they can
with
do
Ivy
is
Tech.
Tell you no. You got to ask sometimes in life, and it seems to have worked great.
Are you hearing from a lot of
people, Jenny? I am. I'm hearing all over, my fellow colleagues all across the state and family and friends, of course, and everybody on campus. So Father Kurt Messick, he's an associate professor of astronomy and physical sciences, and he's an amazing instructor always. His rates from students, he gets so many great comments. He's always engaging students, always encouraging them. He is one of our best. And like you said, so this whole thing that was on WTHR and all over YouTube, all over social media, talking about how he recruits these celebrities like William Shatner, John Cleese. I mean, I'm like, okay, I want to meet John Cleese. Just saying to our students, stick with it. Good luck. We're proud of you. And, you know, they're saying Ivy Tech Bloomington.
Right.
They're talking directly to the students. They're encouraging the students. It's really, really cool. You know, even like LeVar Burton was saying something, well, I married somebody from Fort Wayne, so we're all neighbors, you know. And it was just, it's a really, really, really cool way to engage students when, you know, you're at home taking these classes online or whatever. And it's just really encouraging. And Kurt Messick is a rock star, and kudos to him, and just so proud of all the work that he does all the time, not just this time.
Well, let me add one quick thing, because you said Father Kurt Messick. He's an ordained minister.
Right.
He is an associate professor at Ivy Tech. He is also a professional comedian. How would you like to be taking a class from this guy?
You know. I think he just needs to take some cooking classes, and he'd be perfectly well-rounded person.
Well, and you know, when you got John Cleese talking to you in Bloomington, Indiana, saying you guys are really doing the thing that's right, and a lot of these people are in Star Trek and those other places, they all wanted to do science, but they ended up acting. But they are in really it's sincere encouragement for these students to stay active in science. Wow.
Mm-hmm. They actually talk about, you know, when I was in college and what classes I took, and I decided to do, you know, fine arts or become an actor versus going into biology, but biology was my first love or, you know, whatever. So that it was just really, it was really cool. And the recognition for Kurt is just amazing. But most importantly, to have such engagement right now when students really need it in these kinds of classes, and he makes it entertaining, interesting, they're learning, all of those things. It's just really pretty phenomenal, and we're proud of Kurt.
Are you bringing the Almond Joys next week, or am I?
I think you're going to need to bring more if I'm around.
Bring them next week to your Halloween function at Ivy Tech.
That's right. Next week, all next week. While we're open, we're going to keep it as friendly, socially distanced as we can. People can come in. We really would love to see some young kids come in and go through our indoor pumpkin patch. And we have some candy that will be pre-bagged, and we're going to have small pumpkins they can take home with them, or they can carve them and paint them on campus. You're going to need to wear a mask, of course, and all that good stuff. But if you're interested in bringing a child or yourself out here to enjoy Halloween, we'd love to see you. It'd be really great. Just give us a call, and we'll tell you all the good details about that.
And the magic password is Almond Joy.
Almond Joy.
That will get you. That will get you into the principal's office. Chancellor Jenny Vaughn is our guest today. Next Thursday is Dress Up. It's Costume Day. Don't forget. So make sure you wear your Halloween costume and bring all the Almond Joys that your staff can carry into your office for you. And we'll do it again next week.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.